This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has accused Australia and the United States of lying in a crisis over a security pact that saw Canberra scrap a plan to buy French submarines in favor of American vessels. The statement came on the same day that France's ambassador left Canberra. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
French envoy Jean-Pierre Thibault left Canberra on Saturday after Paris recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia. A diplomatic row erupted on Thursday. That was when Australia said it would scrap a $40 billion deal signed in 2016 for France's naval group to build a fleet of conventional submarines. Instead, Australia said it would build at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines with US and British technology, after striking a trilateral security partnership. France called that a stab in the back.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. U.S. Capitol Police say approximately 400 to 450 demonstrators turned up Saturday for a rally to support those charged in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, they were vastly outnumbered by the media and a heavy law enforcement presence.
The rally took place in fields far from the Capitol building. It was ringed by heavy dump trucks. There were a few counter-protesters and a few scuffles. Police say one person was arrested for carrying a knife, but no major incidents were reported early on. Organizer Matt Brainerd, a former Trump campaign staffer, told the crowd, respect law enforcement.
This is about the many people who were there that day who have not been charged with violence, not been accused of assaulting a police officer, destroying property, and the disparate treatment they've received.
Roughly 63 people are being held awaiting trial or sentencing in connection with January 6th. More than 600 people were arrested. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Haitian migrants seeking to escape poverty, hunger, and a feeling of hopelessness in their home country said Saturday they would not be deterred by U.S. plans to speedily send them back as thousands of people remained encamped on the Texas border after crossing from Mexico. Scores of people waded back and forth across the Rio Grande on Saturday afternoon, re-entering Mexico to purchase water, food, and diapers in Ciudad Acuña before returning to the Texas encampment under and near a bridge in the border city of Del Rio. The Department of Homeland Security said Saturday it moved about 2,000 of the migrants from the camp to other locations for processing Friday. Its statement also said it would have 400 agents and officers in the area by Monday morning and would send more if necessary. Mexico's immigration agency said in a statement Saturday that Mexico has opened a permanent dialogue with Haiti's government representatives to address the situation of irregular migratory flows during their entry and transit through Mexico, as well as their assisted return. The Afghan Taliban have replaced a ministry for women with one restricting them. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bara Serat, a former advisor at the Afghan Women's Affairs Ministry, says, unfortunately, there's no place for the Women's Affairs Ministry in the framework of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, and there's no presence, too, of women in the cabinet of the Islamic Emirate. The Taliban rulers have now set up a ministry for the propagation of virtue and the prevention of vice in the building that once housed the Women's Affairs Ministry, escorting out World Bank staffers as part of the forced move. It's the latest troubling sign that the Taliban are restricting women's rights as they settle into government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Inspiration 4, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home to...
A trailblazing tourist trip into orbit has ended with a splashdown in the Atlantic. A SpaceX capsule carrying 4 people parachuted into the ocean just before sunset Saturday, right off the Florida coast where their chartered flight began 3 days ago. The all-amateur crew was the first to circle the world without a professional astronaut. They also used the flight to raise millions for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. A childhood cancer survivor who now works for St. Jude was one of the passengers. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.